So, good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here. You know, scratch your head. Is it truth-telling that's going on in the past week, or is it just bad behavior we're seeing around the country lately? I mean, we got Joe Wilson from South Carolina heckling the President of the United States during a joint session of Congress. "You lied," he said. This week, Serena Williams lost her cool, fined $10,000 in fines for verbally attacking a U.S. Open lineswoman for a call which looked like a bad call, a footfall call that may have cost her the U.S. Open. And then there's Kanye West, who broke script at the MTV Video Music Awards to get in the face of Taylor Swift. Listen to this.
"I always dreamed about what it would be like to maybe win one of these someday, but I never actually thought that would happen. I sing country music, so thank you so much for giving me a chance to win a VMA award.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish. But Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time. One of the best videos of all time."
Awkward moment. A lot to cover here. In these outbursts over the past week, what do you think?
John, Dartmouth, Massachusetts. I think the problem with outbursts are the person who commits an outburst thinks it doesn't happen very often. But the person who feels that outburst feels like it's happening continually. It's never going to stop.
Well, what do you think about outbursts? We've been asking you for the last couple of days. Give us your take at 8778-MYTAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. And here to help settle something or maybe just provoke people to have more outbursts over the next few hours is Randy Cohen, writer of the New York Times Magazine's The Ethicist column. Good morning, Randy.
Morning, John.
And LaToya Peterson, editor of the blog Racialicious, a blog about the intersection, of race and pop culture, is here in the studio. Good morning, LaToya.
Good morning.
What is happening here? Your general impressions. LaToya, you first, and then Randy Cohen. And I have a theory, which I'll give you a little bit later, and you can attack me for that if you like. But LaToya, you begin.
Well, you're definitely seeing three different types of outbursts here. One, you have the political sector with Joe Wilson hollering out "you lie," which has some very interesting undertones, particularly about race and how we deal with civility in society and the office or more or less the decorum that comes with having the president. Mm-hmm. With Serena Williams, you have a sports-related outburst, which I thought was extremely interesting because she was responding to a bad call. And even though she overreacted, I found it quite interesting to see people like, you know, John McEnroe, of all people, talking about how she shouldn't have done it and how it was a terrible thing when that was kind of his whole reputation.
But we raised the race issue with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, our sports contributor, yesterday, and the blogosphere erupted with, like, "you made the wrong comparison. What are you talking about here that's way out of line with Serena Williams?" What do you think about that?
In terms of the race issue with Serena Williams, there are undertones in tennis and in how she's been dealt with since she stepped onto the courts, her and her sister Venus, that complicate this particular situation. Mm-hmm. So if you look at the situation itself,
it raises the issue. It doesn't necessarily excuse her behavior, I guess.
Right, exactly, precisely.
Randy Cohen, your impressions.
I think that it's less of a departure from civility than you might assert, that we haven't been nearly as civil a country, as you might say, especially when you consider the Wilson thing. Remember, in 1856, Preston Brooks, senator from South Carolina, beats Massachusetts Senator Charles Sumner to the ground in the Senate chamber, beats him to the ground with a cane, while Representative Lawrence Keitt, also from South Carolina, holds back anybody from intervening at gunpoint in the Senate. That's how we do things in this country.
Today they would do that actually publicly on the Glenn Beck show, I guess, is what you're saying, Randy.
But not in the Senate chamber. And there's remarkably little cane beating on the Glenn Beck show, even to the people who you might think deserve it. That there was never this golden age of civility in American culture. We've been a thuggish, racist, two-fisted country for a long time, and I think we flatter ourselves when we see this as a great departure from our gilded age.
All right, well, let me posit a theory here. If there is a through line of these outbursts, Joe Wilson, Serena Williams, and Kanye West, it seems to me that perhaps one can say, since Barack Obama's inauguration, there's some sense out there in the culture that people can say what's on their mind finally, whether it's Joe Wilson or Kanye West or Serena Williams, that somehow people are going to speak their mind and they think that it's what other people are thinking, but in fact it sounds pretty ugly when you actually play it back. LaToya?
Definitely. There's definitely been more of a polarizing context in society after the elections, dividing, you know, Democrats against Democrats, dividing Republicans against Democrats, having this huge, huge divide. I think what's important to remember in the Joe Wilson situation is that this is not a disenfranchised person trying to speak truth to power in the only way he knows. I mean, he's a member of Congress. He has access to quarters of power. And he did an enormous breach of not only decorum, but doing so on a televised in a televised arena the way that it was, it's almost kind of an expression of outright hostility.
But he's not gonna apparently apologize, whereas Kanye West goes on Leno last night to apologize. Let me play you one of our listeners who really got mad at us for making any kind of comparison between Serena and Joe Wilson. Listen to this.
Hi, this is Sally calling from New Jersey. I'm a fan of your program, but I thought your reporting yesterday was particularly weak. That was an outburst by a self-centered individual, and it was quite different from Joe Wilson's outburst, which actually represents the thoughts and the sentiments and the concerns of millions of Americans.
Is there a difference without a distinction there, Andy Cohen?
No, there's a real difference there. That Serena was rude, but she was at least plausibly right. It was a terrible call, and it was a trivial outburst in a sports setting. Joe Wilson was not just thuggish in his break from congressional tradition, but he was wrong. Let's not forget that. That's not insignificant. The president did not lie. He was completely accurate the way he depicted the health reform bill and its effect on illegal immigrants.
Although the listener says, Randy, and I'll direct this to LaToya since we're running out of time here, the listener suggests that Joe Wilson represents the feelings of millions of Americans.
As I wrote for Jezebel.com when the incident occurred, people seem to be really latching on to this, but it's really belligerence masquerading as bravery. What he said was absolutely incorrect. And then when he released that YouTube video directly afterward, it was also incorrect, and yet no one seems willing to fact check that. They're holding on to the animosity.
Well, Randy, I'm going to give you the last word, but let's hear a couple of listeners for a moment.
Hi, this is Mike from Wayne, New Jersey. I cannot believe that he's going to turn this into a racial or gender issue. She told the referee that she was going to shove the racket down her throat. Now, we can talk about McEnroe or the past, but today's game, you lose a point for that. You shouldn't make excuses for these people. They should be better behaved than that.
Should we all be better behaved than that, or should we just sort of look at history and go, you know what, we're a thuggish country, period? Randy?
Oh no, I'm all for courtesy. I'm all for civility. But by the way, Serena did not threaten to shove the racket down anybody's anything. It was the ball, a much less painful process than having a racket shoved into any part of your anatomy.
Thank you. I'll take that as consolation. Randy Cohen, writer of the New York Times Magazine's The Ethicist column, and LaToya Peterson, editor of the blog Racial Issues, a blog about the intersection of race and pop culture. We want to keep this intersection going. You can reach us at 8778 My Take or My Take at the Takeaway.org. Randy, thank you, and LaToya, thanks for that conversation.
Thank you.